You don't want no problems, want no problems with me. Just another day, another song, and another show. Radio show, the Winter Talk. Push through. Welcome back, everybody. I am here with my good friend Quaylen up in here as my co-host.
What's going on, people?
Okay,
you know, love.
You know what I'm saying? coming through in the clutch. He's such a talented. He's musically trained, you know, classically trained. He's such a dope guy. And as an artist, you know, I'm just so excited I get to share this experience with him. So welcome, Quaylen, to the IAG.
Thank you so much for having me on, Sharice. I really appreciate this opportunity. This is going to be exciting and new for me. So yeah, I'm really excited.
Oh, that is what is up for sure. So let's get into something real quickly. I think I hear something happening. Let me see if I can fully hear it.
Miss Nikki, what's wrong? Why do you look so sad?
Because I ate so much food. Now I feel like a big fat turkey. I'm a big fat turkey.
I'm a big fat turkey.
With a big old belly.
With a big old belly.
And when I get hungry.
And when I get hungry.
My belly gets angry.
My belly gets angry.
So then I gobble.
Listen, Slim. That is Miss Nikki's. Okay, big fat turkey song. Okay, and that joint be cranking. That's what I'm gonna say.
Especially now that Thanksgiving just passed, that joint should have been on number one.
Absolutely. Okay. Like. For sure. I was legit.
I'm a big fan with a big old.
Right. And when
yeah, that's going to be hot. Okay.
And I like that. Wobble, gobble. I mean, I be saying wobble because I be thinking about the wobble on that joint whole time.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So you know, you be twerking when it be the wobble part come in, right?
Facts. Okay. Straight up facts like that.
Thank you, Miss Nikki. That was hot.
Yeah, that's definitely one of my favorite jams for sure of hers. You can definitely check her out, Miss Nikki's class. Just, you know, Google her, find her on YouTube, find her on Instagram. Like, she got a whole new album that just dropped as well. So she is like,
okay,
doing her thing, Slim.
Okay, that's what.
Yeah, and she's a friend to the show. You gotta love Miss Nikki. And so definitely, so Thanksgiving just passed or whatever. I had a great experience. I had a gig, which, you know, those are far in between. I'm just so grateful for it. Thank you.
So, yeah, definitely, especially during the pandemic, you know, gigs, like being physical in physical places, you know, that's few and far between for artists in general during these times.
Right, period. So this was in the Edge Arena with Mike Hubbard. He's the trainer and owner of Swag Fitness. And we were out there stepping. It was buku mind people stepping, and they had me singing with DJ Real on the ones and twos, you know.
So that's interesting.
It was a whole new type of workout. Listen, Slim, I was halfway tired just looking at the people just, you know, stepping and my energy. I was like, listen, I need to be out here to lose some pounds myself, okay?
Probably have if you were sinking and stepping with them.
That's what I was doing, Slim. I was sweating. And, you know, it was such a good experience. I mean, I know everybody's Thanksgiving experience probably a little different. I don't know, what'd you end up doing for Thanksgiving?
Nothing. Sitting on the couch. I was not about to go out to nobody's pandemic Thanksgiving soiree. I was hitting up people like, how many heads you got at your house? Over 10? I will not be attending.
You right. Over 10, yeah. I won't be attending.
I mean, I definitely have people close to me that have caught the virus. So I'm just like, you know, I mean, I love y'all, but I can't. Not for no food. Not for nobody's burnt macaroni. And like, potato pie and wet greens. Like, nah, I'm good.
Wet greens, though. I'm done.
Wet greens. I'm good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I totally can dig it. I mean, I feel like everybody was in, especially since this weather is like, you know, confusing. Like
bipolar, right?
It's like, I don't know if it's sprinter, like one day you gotta wear a lucky coat, next day it's like the bubble experience with the scar.
Yeah, I think tomorrow's gonna be like in the 40s, but most of the time it's like in the 60s, and some days it'll rain. Like, it don't know what it wanna do.
No, we had a whole dust storm the other day, Slim, like for real.
Yeah. The climate change is a serious thing. It's a real thing, people.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad we got some people that are transitioning into the White House that are aware of what climate change is, for sure.
Absolutely.
So we want to go ahead and shout out the major transitional team for Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and President-elect Mr. Joe Biden. They got a whole communication experience going on.
I peep that.
And know how to communicate.
To all the women that are doing the PR for the White House. That is so dope.
Right. So that's Miss Simone Sanders, Ashley Etienne, and Kareen Jean Perry. I mean, listen, I don't know, I mean, they on their game, Slim. Like, they're on their game.
Yeah, they definitely get into it. And it's great to see representation of women, Black women, in powerful positions that can definitely make a change.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And like a change that we totally need. And, you know, it's about time. I mean, especially, I want to mention this real quickly. This whole minor vaccination app going on here, they're trying to pass in DC. Like,
what's that about?
Okay, so basically, it's a veto bill B23-171, where parents don't have to provide their consent to their child to be vaccinated for COVID-19 up until the age of 11. So it's just like, you know, I don't know. That's ridiculous to me. Okay, like, no. Okay,
I wouldn't want that for my child either. That's crazy. Like, you don't get to do that to my child. That's ridiculous. And we don't really know how serious this vaccine is, like the side effects of the vaccine or anything.
Right.
I really hope that they don't kind of like mandate that to be a mandatory thing. Like, you have to get the vaccination. Like, if you go to a concert or if you go to a place that's in public, like, you have to show proof that you have been vaccinated.
Yeah.
I really hope they don't pass any laws like that.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
Like, I'm totally not feeling that at all. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely feel like the long and short of things is that, you know, we need to be cognizant of all that we're doing. So, like, hey, if your cell phone is working, listen, go ahead and call 202-727-2643 and tell Mario Bowser.
Yeah, no, thank you.
No, like, stop.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you gotta stop what you're doing. So because of that, we gotta get a little break in and listen to some dope music, because that is some serious mess right there that we cannot continue to transpire on. Okay, you feel me? We can't do it. But this right here is our friend to the show, Kayla Soul. Her new single called Star Girl. Y'all ready for this?
Only got one time, so please don't test me. But when your number's up, you better catch it. When your number's up, you better catch it. Star Girl, yeah. I'll have you up on Mars, yeah. On the low, going hard, yeah. Change a thing, name. Oh, 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 oh.
freak.
I wanna see if that's a statement.
What y'all feel about that? That is Star
Girl. That's my
eye. I know. I'm so proud of her. Like, I'm just loving that song. Y'all should go check her out. Definitely download the song. You can go on YouTube and just type in Star Girl and get that bounce on. Like, when you trying to get dressed or whatever, you just need a little motivation. Like,
That joint was hot. I definitely love the production on that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, certain sounds that they chose to, like, personify the Star Girl embodiment and everything.
Yeah.
That was pretty dope. I like that.
Yeah, it was definitely a dope song. So I'm so proud of her. Congratulations on that one. But
absolutely.
Congratulations goes also out to Jasmine Sullivan, honey.
Yes, absolutely. The Soul Train Music Awards. Yes, absolutely. Love your performance. Love it, Jasmine. Kudos. Bravo. 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 That one was hot.
We are talking to you, Jasmine, because you are watching the IAT radio show right now.
Yeah, that joint was amazing. Like, for her to come out from like a little hiatus, like, it's just like she's just reborn. Snap.
Okay.
Yeah.
Snap.
Awesome.
Singing it down, like singing it down on the Soul Train Music Awards, and of course
she's amazing.
I love her. Like, I have been following her for years. Like, you know, she's literally one of my, like, in the top five, like, female artists of, like, you ask me who do I listen to? She's that top five for me, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, but I know one of your top fives performed as well.
Which one?
Brandy. Okay.
Yes. My love. Oh, my God. My love.
Oh my God. She was on that borderline.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Brandy is just so awesome. She's just in a lane of her own, and I'm just like so happy for her in this new journey that she's on. It's just so dope to see her perform again and everything.
Absolutely.
She's, I mean, she has broken so many barriers, like in TV, film, music. Yeah, I think she doesn't get enough
accolades.
Praise and accolades for what she does. But yeah, she's really dope all around.
Yeah, she totally had a Harry Potter cape on, honey.
Okay, you saw the wand. She was ready with the wand to the band. One, two, three.
One and two. Okay.
Okay. She was about okay, definitely put the spell on
the right way. She was like, background singer, please no. Let the public
okay. My background. Let's turn that mic down. Two.
Right. Just stay there for I just need
just
you
for stay, yeah, I just need you for ambiance. Okay.
But I got these backgrounds, boo. I got them. Okay.
Absolutely. Yes. Those are like two of my favorites. So it was great to see them on the Soul Train Music Awards. And lately, I have not been like really following music awards lately because they just kind of like blah these days for me personally.
Yeah.
So to see them on that, like, it was really nice and refreshing.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Refreshing, what have you been like watching and like Wusaw?
While we're in this pandemic, I definitely have been watching The Crown. If y'all like period pieces, films, like, you definitely need to get into the series of The Crown. So this fourth season, well, basically The Crown is about the royal family during Queen Elizabeth II's reign and how like all the transitions have come about over time, like in this century. Okay. And so like the fourth season brings in Princess Diana and her marrying Charles, and you see like the issues that they have in their marriage and what's going on behind the scenes. And I know with a lot of period pieces, there is a lot of embellishments, but okay. So what I always like to do is go and research like what really happened and kind of like connect the dots with everything with period pieces like this. So that has been really fun for me personally, just to be like, oh, he really acted like that, or oh, they was really doing that.
Okay.
So yeah, it's definitely nice. I love The Crown. Kudos to all the actors and everything like that.
Yeah.
It's an amazing show. It's really dope on Netflix.
That sounds like somebody I'm pressed about them kind of experiences, so I need to watch that. One of the things I was watching, I just finished the season finale of Fargo, which starred Chris Rock, you know what I'm saying? And so it's a huge contrast compared to him, you know, the comedic side of things. But he did such a good job. Like, there's like a whole crazy lady in there that be killing people. You know what I'm saying? Like, he a whole thug, you know what I'm saying? Little mafia, he set out this slim, you know what I'm saying? And the biggest thing is the protagonist. Like, she's just like this really, really calculated, smart, bilingual Black girl. And she is like, y'all just gotta watch it. Like, it's really good. Like,
okay, I'm gonna have to put that down on my list.
Please do. And the thing that gets me the most is the fact that they be like, in the beginning, they be like, this is a true story. And we're protecting people from blah, blah, blah. But you know, that ain't no true story. Because somebody had let me know, dummy, this ain't a true story. And I was like, okay. Because I was like, how they know all this detail, you know? So it's a spin-off of the movie Fargo. So that's something to look at. And then lastly, real quickly, is Jingle Jangle.
Okay, I've heard about that. I tried to like get into it before we got on because I really didn't know what else to watch to like mellow myself out. So I saw a little bit of it.
Yeah.
And it's very Broadway musical with a lot of like big hit people in it.
Yeah.
I didn't get like, all the way through to it.
Yeah. Miss Rose is in it. Noni Rose is in it. Forest Whitaker, Rashad is in it or whatever. So like it's like, and it's produced by John Legend. So
music,
you know, it's definitely something that
And I love Aniki Noni Rose. Yeah, she's definitely classical trained. So all you classical trained singers representing, doing Broadway and other big things, that's what's up.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely. And then major shout out to a homegrown talent. She helped to direct and facilitate a lot of the work on the film. Her name is Melanie Dunning. You can go follow her at Girl Melanie at GIRLMELANIEE. Okay. And see what she's doing. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely a dope situation. So shout out to
Melanie. That's what's up. Yeah, so far it was good. It's very lighthearted and like very family oriented. And I think a lot of people will definitely get into it as the Christmas season progresses.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of those movies that you sit with like hot chocolate, maybe if you want to spike like me, and then you want to like chill, have something to watch with the family.
Little grandma, yay, or whatever. Yeah.
A little something, drink. You know,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. But, you know, I feel like this would have been a dope sync for Miss Nikki if she would have hit that jingle bells. Yeah, we got to get her some music sync. But, you know, somebody who's going to really help us to learn how to get some of our music sync, we're going to talk to Jay Kimbrough Young. So I am so excited. I'm about to play this music that he got, this song called Low featuring Speak Easy, real quickly to bring him in. Okay. And cool. Here we go. We're going to play this.
Got it for the low. Got it for the low. Got my bag up, but keep it on the low. If you shop and bring a bag, got it for the low. We get it in and move them out. We get it in and move them out. I got my bag up, but keep it on the low. If you shop and bring a bag, got it for the low. We get it in and move them out. We get it in and move them out. Yeah, I got my bag up, but keep that on the low. Cause they didn't show no love back when I was broke. Now I'm ballin' like the NBA, never broke again. Dropped the bag, then I split it up with all of my kin. There I go, pulling up in the Benz. Dropped it low, through the dope, know I'm coming to spin. Made it back the same day, yeah, I call that a win. What's the play? Ain't about the pay, don't call me again. Boy,
the stove, beating down the dough. Made a push, now the brand popping around the globe. Gave it to you, same.
I got to meet Mr. Jay Kimbrough. Okay, so I had the pleasure of attending the Washington. Here we go. Jay's coming in right now. Let me play your music, Slim. You missed the intro. You missed the intro. Jay, you missed the intro, Slim. I was on the low, okay? Okay, I'm on the...
Then work it out.
Okay.
Go, but keep it on the low. If you got it, drop it, hit it on the floor. If you were 10, then work it out. If you were 10,
For sure. shout out my brother Speakeasy on the second verse, man.
Hey.
Yeah,
like he was speaking easily. That's probably why, you know, that's why his name is that way. I'm convinced of.
Hey, look, you said it. I'm right there with you.
So I was just telling the people, you know what I'm saying, how we met and everything. And I was just like, you know, the best way to describe it is that you were on the panel at the writers, the Writing Sessions of America. And you were on Quality Control, okay? Quality Control whole time, that was what it was. Okay. And it was
shout out to them.
Yeah. Kevin, definitely Sean was definitely pulling all you guys together, and it was such a dope experience for sure. And then let me see what else we need to talk about. The fact that, you know, you a rapper and you done started your own company called Push.Audio, like you just out here killing the commercials. And all these synchronizations, like Netflix, you know,
nice.
What I'm saying? Like on the hum. So, you know, I got a few little questions for you, whatever, and I want to see what you got to say about it. Okay.
Oh, okay. Let's get it.
All right, bet. So, Jay, how did you get into music?
Well, honestly, you know, I always played around with music, like in school or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really get serious into music until, like, I guess it was like 2004, 2005, and my brother had passed away. I have started going through a lot of trials and tribulations. I seen my best friend get killed, and it was just like I needed some type of outlet to express myself, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I started doing music that way, just getting things off my chest. And I had came back home to Virginia. I was living in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I had came home to Virginia because I had a son here. And then I hooked up with Scott and his brother. And all these guys already started having a rap group or whatever. So we've known each other since elementary. So when I found out they did music, I'm like, hey, I do music too. So yeah, everything just came back full circle. And, you know, we started taking off. The first project I did with them was called The Relief. Because, like I said, at that time, that's what the music was for me. It was a relief, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, it sounded like it was an outlet that you had. You know, you went through so many travesties. It was like, listen, let me just put this in a safe and a productive way and, like, talk about it. And I just feel like that's the core of what it means to be an artist. Like, you know, I feel like artists, we go through so much, you know what
yeah.
I mean? And, like, being able to release that energy, it really not only helps us, but it's able to help other people. So that's definitely a dope situation. So what did you find that the music industry was, like, lacking? Like when you started out, like what did you find? Because I'm trying to get that pairing of you got this talent, you got this gift, you coming out of everything you going through, and now you coming back with the boy band, with y'all hip hop boy band. Y'all not out here, you know what I'm saying, with the NSYNCs. Y'all out here like crime mob out this joiner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
So what did you find that the music industry was lacking that you guys felt like, yo, we should come together and push our audio forward?
Well, Well, you know, we're artists just like everybody else, so we go through things trying to promote projects. And the hardest thing I feel like as an independent artist or up-and-coming artist is actually getting people to listen to your music. Mm-hmm. So, you know, battling, getting people to listen to your music and then having to deal with real-life situations, it kind of get in the way. So, of trying to promote that project to get people to listen. So, at one point, we had, at one point, we had got a placement with the McDonald's commercial. So, once we got that placement with the McDonald's commercial, the light bulb kind of went off and we started to form into the lane of Sync World and placements and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this industry and this route to go is a lot better because, you know, I don't have to be stuck in the box of a rapper, you know what I mean? I can turn myself into a songwriter. So it's like whenever we get these objectives, it doesn't matter what the concept is, I'm able to tap into it and I'm able to, you know, if I want to sing, I can sing. If I want to do a rock song, I can do that. Yeah. And I could just express myself in the overall art form instead of being a quote unquote, just a rapper, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I can totally dig it. I can totally dig it. So not just your average rapper. I mean, clearly, there was some research that had to go into figuring out how did you get to McDonald's. I mean, because, you know, there's some steps in there. Would you happen to have any?
Well, the McDonald's situation kind of, it was something that caught us by surprise. It was something that we didn't really expect. We was dealing with a different agency or whatever.
Okay.
And we didn't know anything about syncing or placements or anything like that. But the people that we were dealing with actually got that on McDonald's. And that first placement, we really didn't see any money. It was just like a learning experience.
Okay.
So once we realized that it was a route that you could go this way, you know, we just started digging in, doing our research, first formulating the company, Push Audio. And then, you know, reaching out to different agencies and just getting our name out there. And just so happened, the music that we was making was actually perfect for this type of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
That's what's up. So what avenues did you guys take to formulate your, like, networking? Because I know sometimes independent artists don't really know how to network or who to contact directly to start their networking. So what got you guys into that mode?
You know, just doing the research and then reaching out to like music supervisors and, you know, by Scott moving out to LA, that really helped a whole lot. So now he's able to sit down and not actually talk over the phone or through emails. Now you can sit down and get a cup of coffee or whatever. But just building it is just building relationships with music supervisors and just reaching out and, like, doing the groundwork.
Nice. Okay, so networking is definitely a big part of it, right?
Yeah. I've definitely seen the difference in, you know, trying to network with people as far as, like, music supervisors and different people because, you know, you'll reach out to a music supervisor and they actually respond back to you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like you could reach out to somebody in your own city that you're trying to do music with and they'll leave
you. They'll never hit you up.
They'll never hit you back. But an executive with Netflix will hit you back. Hey, what do you got going on? You know what I mean?
Because they definitely about business and everything, right?
Yeah, bingo.
Absolutely.
So it's just reaching out to the people, knowing what lane and what route you want to go into. And just target those people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So did you guys ever, like, scroll through any form of, like if there was, say, like, a film, watch the credits to go by to check out certain artists, music supervisors, and things of that nature?
Definitely, yes. We always, you know, that's something that is another jewel that you could do. You know, like you said, looking through the credits, you see these music supervisors, look them up, Google them, just reach out. Like I said, that it just so happens that the type of music that we make was just working for us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the universe or whatever, but it just started happening, you know?
So what type of music is it? Like, and I mean, this was one of my questions, and I had just wondering, like, okay, as Jay the artist, is your music separate from the music that you submit for Sync, or are they, or are they one and the same?
That's a good question. I don't know. That's a good question. Like, you know, some music I make is more, if I was to say, like, I was going to do like a Kimbro project,
okay,
you know, that type of material probably be more personal and talk more about situations that I go through in life or whatever.
Yeah.
But dealing with, you know, push stuff and stuff strictly for placements or syncs, like I was telling you about the collectives that we do, the theme-based projects.
Yeah.
Those type of situations allow me to branch out and be something different than, other than Kimbro that lost his brother, or, you know what I'm saying, have baby mama trauma problems. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I would say it is kind of a difference, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. And I mean, I think it's a valid understanding, you know what I'm saying? Because I just feel like, I felt like it was too different. Like, I really did. Like, I was just like, you know, because the mood supervisors must be asking for, like, intricate details of, like, hey, I need this tempo, this BPM, you know, mm-hmm. I need hard rock, soul, or, you know, I need a male vocal on this, or whatever. So, I mean, I know that sometimes it might align, like, yo, this is my song that I can push myself, but,
yeah,
you know, you might be, at this point, considering how large you all's catalog is, how you've grown it, and now you work with, like, other artists, so it's not just you all as collectives who started Push Audio.
Bingo.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. And it's more, like I was talking about tapping into being a songwriter. It's like, I'm having more fun now. The song Low and a super dope move, you know what I'm saying? I'm just having fun. It's like, no pressure. You know what I mean? And it's all having fun right now.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I can understand that. I mean, like, when we went through your catalog, you know, we were like, oh yeah, this right here is legit a song I can hear.
Definitely could hear on a commercial or played in a film or something like that. It was definitely one of So all I guess, right, like, when the songs are not, like, personal or too close to your heart, like, they could kind of, like, go the opposite way of being, like, in the music scene, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which actually makes it fun because, like, as an artist, you don't have to be so in-depth or and be vulnerable into what you have to, like, really do, you know? It's not as psychological, right?
Bingo, yeah.
It's just, like, super easy for you to hurry up and get out the way and just have fun and just do whatever the music supervisor is asking, right?
Exactly. Or the collectives that we're working on. For example, you know, we just finished up a Christmas project. So going into it, it's like, okay, how am I going to create a Christmas song or a holiday song and it not be corny and still be myself? You know what I'm saying? But so it pushes me, it pushes my pen, it pushes my creative abilities. And, you know, when the project come out, I hope you guys listen to it, you hear what I've done. It came out really dope.
Oh, well, you That's know, we fun. Got you here on IG, Slim. You know, we are the plus, okay?
Yeah,
like, sure. It's not just a hashtag, it's the reality, okay?
Okay, yeah. Show
you, Slim, no words, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah, so I got a question for you. It might put you on the spot, but everybody is at different levels of the independent artistry. So I'm gonna ask you, what are your top five, like, things that you feel like an independent artist survival toolkit must contain?
Five things. One, definitely quality over quantity.
Okay.
You want to make sure your sound right. You want to make sure your delivery is right. I would say again, never give up. Don't quit. And I want to say don't quit for the next three, because okay. It's like, considering where we started to where we're at now, it's been plenty of times where I wanted to give up and be like, man, it's not working. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, make sure your quality is right, quality over quantity. Don't give up. Stay persistent. I don't know, man. I just the only advice I would give is just don't give up, man, and make sure your quality is right. Because when if it sounds good to the ear, you'll get people to listen.
Okay, I can dig that advice. Now, what are some things that, say, an independent artist needs to do, though? You know what I'm saying? Because I can keep going and be like...
Well, you want to definitely get out there and network and build some relationships, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Independent artists, going to the clubs, talking to DJs, building those relationships, doing interviews with people such as yourself, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, IG whole time, Slim.
Yeah, definitely. Social media. That's definitely a good way to these social media platforms is your platform to share whatever you want to. And right now, content is gold, so it's like keep pushing your stuff, get out here and build relationships.
Okay,
So in Push Audio, as a question, in Push Audio, do you guys have like in-house workers? Like, do you have your own engineers, your own producers?
Yeah, when working with Push, everything is done in-house. Everything is a collaborative.
I know you write. Like, do you have supervisors at work?
I'm sorry, you broke up at the end. You started breaking up a little bit.
What'd I'm saying, like, when a music supervisor presents you with a project, they're looking for something specific. When a music supervisor comes in and asks you for, like, something specific, do you kind of, like, have everything in-house, or do you go outside of that?
Yeah, everything is done in-house. So we have in-house producers, in-house writers, in-house rappers, singers, whatever. So if we do get something on the table that's specific, it could be situations where it's different artists that we work with that might be a perfect fitting for them. So we might shoot out to them and say, hey, we got something on the table we think you'll be great for, and we just reach out to them. But everything is done in-house.
Okay. Yeah. If you got anything classical based, please let a brother know.
Hey, listen, and that's the thing right now. We're trying to reach out to all different genres, you know what I mean? So
whatever
you bring to the table, at the end of the day, it's all art and content is gold. So it's like we're trying to branch out and work with anybody and everybody as long as they're willing to work.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good to me. And our last question of the day before you know we move on, because this has been super dope.
Okay. No pun intended.
Absolutely. Okay. Is with the current situation of COVID, how have you reinvented your company in its modality?
COVID has definitely pushed us to definitely work more independently, because you can't get in the studios and you can't actually be gathered around. So you have to really work remotely and push yourself. And we've always worked like that anyway, because, we have a guy that's in the service and he might be in Korea, he might be in Mississippi. So everybody is just recording remotely and working remotely. So during COVID has definitely pushed the work ethic and has us definitely being more independent and working on our own.
Okay, yeah. And I mean, I also think that's a dope thing. You know, at first, I know it had to have been like, what in the world is going on here, Slim, okay? Mm-hmm. I ain't signed up for this, okay?
Yeah, facts, yeah.
This ain't what I wanted to do with my life, Lord. Like, did you ask me, Jesus? Is this in alignment with what I was planning to do my whole life? Like, I thought we had plenty of conversations of what my outcome was supposed to be as an independent artist, and I didn't see this being one of them.
You know? Mm-hmm. And it definitely has slowed down the travel. I just feel like without COVID, we definitely would have been moving around a lot, especially me. I know, like, Scott is in L.A. right now. I know I'd have been back and forth there. And, you know, we're trying to branch out internationally too. So we're talking about going to Germany, Australia, dealing with people everywhere. So I can't wait to get back to normal so I can hit the flights, you know. We catching flights, no feelings.
Okay. Catching flights, no feelings. Okay.
Yeah,
let me
sure.
get on these rap verses real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, we working, man. Whatever you want to do, I'm down for it.
Oh, yeah. Let me let this world know what's good. Reese trying to show you what's up in this hood.
Okay. Bars. Bars. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me just stick to singing. Okay, clearly.
But nah. Hey, tap in. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Don't box yourself in like that.
All right. I can accept that whole time. Okay. And that was definitely super dope of you. And listen, we appreciate you. I want everybody to go ahead and follow push.audio and like get it going, run their followers up. I mean, you know, because social media will have you be thinking like just because certain numbers look a certain way that this or that, but you know, you never know what's behind the scenes.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Hey man, we after the bag, man. We don't do the clout, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like definitely follow Push Audio, follow the real Kimbro. Follow Chris Pridham, Speak Easy, Young Observe, and Ill Spit Well.
Yeah, that's like the whole crew right there. So
whole crew. Yeah. And for sure, I'm representing another artist too. His name is Bang Certified. He's out of Orlando. Super crazy. Y'all make sure y'all check him out too.
Oh, well, he's smart. He don't need no accolades. He already told you in his name. Bang, I'm certified. Like
Bang certified. For sure. I'm gonna have to send y'all some of his music too, man. So y'all can go crazy in the DMV, man.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Bang certified. What you say? Bang certified. Like for the whole time. Like there you go. There you go. And that, you know, is super dope. And on that note, we gotta play it going out.
Let's get it.
All right.
That's what's up.
Let's get that going.
Super dope move. Everybody know me.
Oh, go ahead, because iTunes is trying to play me. They don't know. That is Reese on the ones and twos trying to play.
On the ones and the twos.
Okay.
All right, let's. Yeah.
I don't know why they're trying to play us right now, but I'm not liking the fact that they're trying to play us. So you know what we're gonna do?
Yeah, take your time. But yeah, Cooper, man, I love to hear some stuff that you got, brother.
I definitely know like a lot of. I'm definitely in the classical area more than other areas, and it's just like trying to navigate spaces for classical artists, especially black classical artists that are trying to compose and everything like that.
Okay, yeah, man. Like I said, we're branching out into all artists. I've taken calls with country artists, artists in Africa and stuff like that. So we're definitely trying to tap into a lot of different things, you know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Sure.
Thank you.
Making big boy plays and I'm about to run the town. Making big boy plays and I'm about to shut it down. Making big boy plays and I'm about to run the town. Making big boy plays, man, I'm about to shut it down. I bust a super dope move, everybody know me. When it come to getting money, man, you can't have slow feet. Gotta get it and go, plant a seed, let it grow. Making big boy plays, Versace my shades. That R&B singer, yeah, that be my bae. I'm so cool, I make my own rules.
My brother Scott Dudley, man, that's our creative director, okay. AKA Chris Prevan. Like okay. I said, man, we all have roles with the company, but we're all artists and producers as well.
All right, nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah, it's definitely hard to find people who you can work with and like come to an agreement where you all can like eat equally. You know what I'm saying? Because everyone has their own hidden agendas. But it's really nice when you can find people who's like, yo, let's come together, let's get this money, let's do this, and let's eat, and let's not only, you know, sell ourselves as individual artists, but also come together as this collective and mm-hmm. just like do this one thing that's just really going to like sell it and get us out there.
Yeah.
It's really great that you had that brotherhood with them and you guys have developed that friendship, not only outside of the business, but inside the business too.
Yeah. That's appreciate that, man. I just seen somebody share something on Instagram that, P. Diddy has said something about the key to getting to the bag is your team, you know what I mean? So yeah. Having a solid team is very important, and it helps that we've known each other since we were kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's awesome that you guys have done that.
Well, you know what it is, y'all out here on the low, getting all the dough, okay? You know what I'm saying? And I ain't mad though. Okay, so with that being said, we appreciate you here at IAG Radio Show for coming through and sharing your thoughts and your wisdom and just your backstory, because you know, there's so many different, as I said, levels of artistry and where people are in terms of like, I don't know if I have everything where I need to go to start, and you know, I don't know if this and that. And I feel like, you know, definitely this is a great place to start networking, listening to IAG Radio Show, or going to sync conferences and learning more about that process. You know, just getting yourself as well groomed as possible and connecting yourself with good people. I feel like that is the key of it. So I appreciate, you know, you coming through on IAG Radio Show. We definitely appreciate the love. We definitely support you, you know. And yeah, that's just what it's going to be. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you for having me, man. This was lit. This was really fun. I enjoyed myself.
Thank you for dropping the gems, man. It was really appreciated.
Cool. Yeah. Anytime, man. Y'all definitely keep this thing going and give independent artists some light, man. This is it right here.
Oh, absolutely. We appreciate that. That's what we're trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
All right. Well, have a good rest of your day. You know what I'm saying?
All right, you guys be easy, all right?
All right, appreciate you, man.
All right, one.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. That was Jay Kimbrough of Push Audio letting you know what's good and how he's come up. So, yeah, go ahead and follow him, The Real Kimbrough on IG. You can see him on IG from his post and everything else like that. And just go ahead and follow at push.audio as well. All right, so let's get into some more things. You know, this was like Giving Tuesday as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and with Giving Tuesday, I want to put a little different spin on it for us, okay? I want to say like, we should be giving not just to nonprofits, but I feel like we should be giving to our friends that are in business. And so I'm just going to do my part of shouting out some dope friends of mine who are in business, that are Black-owned businesses. And I know, Quaylen, you have your crew of people, too, that you want to plug as well. So,
absolutely.
Okay, bet. So My first one is called Affirm Tap. Okay, so this company has just been started by my big sister, Carolyn Owens. She decided to have temporary tattoos that affirm positive energy, and you can put them on your body just to like remind yourself that you is somebody, you know what I'm saying? Bought all of that she had, you know what I'm saying? And I'm so excited. I'm waiting for them to be in the mail, you know? And the company is in LA, but you know, it ships worldwide. So, hey, come on, e-commerce. So go ahead and look up Affirm Tat, and you will get your tattoo. It's for women and men too. So don't sleep, Slim. Do not sleep.
Oh, okay. That's dope. That's very dope and different.
It's definitely dope. You know what I'm saying? Just to remind yourself, like if you ain't got no mirror, if you don't have your cell phone right readily available, you could just think to yourself and look at yourself and be like, you know, thank you. So.
Yeah. Okay. I might have to get into that. I was thinking about getting a couple of new tattoos and stuff. So maybe I can try that just, you know, as a placeholder.
Exactly.
I'm positive. Hot. Okay.
Exactly. And then I want to shout out Ivy and Allen, my homegirl Latrika. They have this started their company here. I have Yua. Smells delicious, okay? Like, you know, it's like, take me down. I really want to take it down.
Oh, okay. It's one of those.
No. So they have, like, I had never had a candle, and maybe because I'm just now getting into candles like this, but they have a wood, what is it called? What did you tell me it was?
A wood wick?
A wood wick.
Yes, wick made out of wood.
Yes. And It gives you that crackly experience, like you're by the chestnuts roasting by an open fire.
Open fire. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
it's giving me that, and it smells so good. I just like burn it all day long. And you know, I have asthma, so I'm so impressed by the fact that it don't cause me no problems at all. Like,
okay.
At all.
Nice. Now, what are your, like, favorite scents for candles? Like, are you more floral, or are you more, like, dark and, like, you know, kind of a musk, like, manly aromas? Like, dark scents, are you more, like, light floral scents?
I think I'm a light floral kind of girl. Like, you know,
Okay. Give
me this feeling of, like, I'm on the island somewhere, and it's like,
okay.
You know, take me there. I want to go there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the feeling I'm getting. Yeah, for sure. So it's
and Alan. Okay.
What about you, though?
Oh, yeah. So I do have a company that I have.
Okay.
She's Black-owned, based in D.C.,
okay.
The title is Evelyn Jane Candles. Everybody's getting into candles. You know, it's that COVID season. You stuck in the house. You know what I'm saying? You tired of musty people around you, so you need to burn a candle.
Not musty.
You know, don't nobody want to take a bath these days because they just chilling on the couch in the same spot.
Next.
You feel me? So, you know.
Shower.
But yeah, absolutely. Her name is Courtney, and she used to have a shop on A Street, but now she's doing it from her house.
Okay.
And the name of the company is Evelyn Jane Candle. It's named after her grandmother. And so I love her packaging for her to be like a, you know, startup Black-owned company.
Okay.
And so these are one of her candles. I have coconut and lime. I have fall air,
Okay. Which
is pretty dope. And I have peach nectar. Now, the peach nectar is one of my favorites. Because I love the smell. I like that her candles, for me, take me to a place that reminds me of a time, like summertime or like the ice cream.
Okay.
You feel me? So like her scents are really dope. She has really nice flavors. This one is like a mandarin on top with peach in the middle and vanilla at the bottom. And they like burn over well over 30 hours. And I like the fact that the scent is not a strong scent, like how some candles like give me headaches because
like
the scent is so strong. Yeah, the Bath and Body Works be killing it. But like these are really nice. They really burn easy. You can reuse the container. Yeah, I absolutely love it. And they just, the smell lasts for like, well, like a long period of time. So, yeah,
I was going shout out to her. Shout out to everybody who is like creating their own businesses. But I will tell y'all, nothing even matters from Ivy and Allen, because that's already gone. Okay, so I just had to show you one that was halfway still there.
Yeah.
And I have another one, but I'm just telling you, like, y'all go support these businesses. It's so dope. You know, they created this business during COVID as a couple together. Yeah. So Black love is definitely there. Now, if after you then got the candle, you like, you know what, I might need to go somewhere, you should roll over to richauntie.net. My homegirl, Patrice, created her whole boutique online. I'm talking about these clothes. I got me a couple pieces, honey, because I'm trying to be snatched, all right, for the second album and be unstoppable, baby. So I definitely say you need to roll on over there. Ladies, if you just need to just tell yourself, remind yourself that, yes, daughter, I am beautifully and wonderfully made, and I can wear these clothes. Okay, I ain't got to be no Instagram influencer or model to do it. I can do it myself and be just okay. Okay, so shout out to richauntie.net. You know what I'm saying?
And the name says it all. Like, if anything, check out the website. That name is like everything. It's priceless, right?
Facts. It is priceless. You know? I consider myself to be a rich auntie, you know.
Say so. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Give me some shoulder. give me some shoulder.
You don't.
All right.
Whole time.
Huh? Absolutely.
Absolutely. And then I want to shout out this other business. It's called Reese Got the Juice. That's like by Bobby Belly. And you know, this company was started by this girl named Sharice Jones. Oh, me, like me, Slim. Like, so I started my own company. I'm a, you know, distributor, independent contractor for Bye Belly. And as some of you all know, you know, I'm just going through my weight loss journey. I know many of us have gained that quarantine 15. And in the summertime, you know, I was like riding my bike. I was walking miles upon miles. And then, you know, somehow the weather changed, honey. And I was like, ooh. And of course, with Thanksgiving, you know, that was another experience. So you don't have to fret about it. It's all vegan. It's GMO, non-GMO. It's keto friendly. It's definitely an all mineral based situation. It doesn't have any laxatives in it. And it's just will give you energy, release those toxins, and give you minerals and vitamins back and all those nutrients that we've lost from time to time, just from not, you know, getting enough sunlight or enough exercise and all that kind of jazz, especially during the COVID time. So make sure you go follow Reese Got the Juice, okay? It's got the juice, you know what I'm saying? You just got it.
The juice.
I got the juice, okay? So we can be snatched. All right, so that is our list. Do you have any other people to add to our list?
Oh, I do have one. So, like, during the whole COVID pandemic thing, I've definitely been into this decor, interior design type of mind vibe, right? So, I found a company online called Claire. It's Black-owned by a Black woman. She does paints. And what's cool about the website is that you can go on there and take this sort of quiz, and they kind of, like, pick the colors for you.
Yeah.
And so, I got couple of swatches, and what's great about her swatches is that you can stick them on your wall or whichever wall that you think, like, you know, that you're going to put the paint on, and the paint doesn't have like this overbearing smell.
Okay.
In the primer, they say it's really easy to apply. So the two colors that I have currently on my wall, she is called Blued Up is one. It's like a purple and bluish color.
Okay.
And then the second one I have is this Cosmic Vibes, and it's kind of like this dusty purple. So it's like, her colors are like really dope. And so I think it's a really dope site.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, check that out. Claire at claire.com. C-L-A-R-E.
Oh, that sounds so dope. Yeah. I'm totally for the DIY experiences. You know, I did my own backsplash.
Okay.
COVID, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to do this myself. and YouTube played me, but I was so proud of myself for trying it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got. Yeah, it's definitely that time. You know, you just got to try. I definitely do not cut and draw lines like great. I'm not the greatest with that, okay. But you know, I do what I can.
Oh,
and it's my sure. project, so can't nobody say nothing to me.
Okay. You feel me? Okay, I told
you. So when I get this paint, you know, I hope I do it right.
Oh, you're going to do it right.
Inside the lines and not outside the lines.
Oh, but if you were outside, that's okay because that's, you know, that's the artistry coming through. That's the artistry. Yeah. You know, expression. Yeah, there you go.
Do my brandy.
Right. That's how it's supposed to be, Slim. Okay. All right. So real quickly, before we wrap up the show, is there any points that you have for any artist of our toolkit? We'll continue this on, you know, just do a little, if you have any bullets that you can say real, hit it and quit it real quick for some indie artists, survival toolkits. What would you add?
In my indie artist survival toolkit, definitely professionalism is one. Networking. I feel that sometimes as artists and just as creatives, we get so in that mode of just being creative and not worrying about what things are around us. Well, we have to realize we have to kind of like network with each other. And if and when you network, make sure you're networking with people who are on the same vibe as you and where you guys can benefit with each other and not just having these hidden agendas where one person is benefiting out of this situation and not everyone benefiting from it. Definitely. Right. Investing in a lawyer for contracts. Absolutely.
Okay.
You definitely want to look for contracts with advances. You definitely want to know, learn how to read contracts. I think now that with a lot of social platforms and a lot of software that does with pictures and websites, I think you can kind of move your money into other investments, such as like business investments, such as a lawyer for you. Also, I also think probably perfecting your craft, especially during this time of COVID. I know for myself personally, I'm definitely perfecting classical technique with my hands, but I'm also kind of learning more gospel and jazz and things like that as a performer. If you're more of a vocalist, definitely get into the mirror, perform those type of ways. It's always a great, or if you don't really know how to write well, start doing things like that. Like always perfect your craft, always find time to perfect.
I'm loving all of those points, honey, and I'm going to take some notes and work on them myself, okay, the whole time. I need to work on all of those things. Great. Well, Quaylen, you have been an amazing guest co-host to IADL show. I could not have pulled the show off without you, and I'm just so grateful that you are my friend.
You are my friend. Okay.
Okay. And I definitely had a great time with you. I just love your personality and how you just give so much energy
so much.
Different things. Yeah. So a round of applause for you for sure. Hey, guys. Next week, looking ahead, next week we have Madam Patrice Coakley. She will be on talking about the music business, so you definitely don't
want yeah, that sounds like that's going to be very good.
Facts. Okay. Very, very good. You know, and so that's just what it's going to be, y'all. This is IAG, baby. This is how we do every time we get together. This is our winter session. I'm glad you guys could participate. We're going to roll out on Like a Girl, you know what I'm saying? Because there's so many bomb women that are in about to be transitioning on
the White House. Shout out to the PRs again that's in the White House, right?
Yes.
This song is definitely for you.
Oh, let them know. Okay, Liz, so I see you out here repping all the girls out here, giving us that pride we need. Tory Gang 100, baby. IG, baby.
Woke up feeling like I just might run for president. Even if there ain't no president, switching up the message. Okay. I'm about to add a little estrogen. Buy my whip by myself. Pay my rent by myself. Only exes that I care about are in my home songs. I don't really need you. I'ma call it cooking home alone.
Baby.
Diamonds in my collarbone. Yeah. Buy my
enjoy nice.
Well, thank you very much. You know what I'm saying? Thank you very much. So we don't want no kind of problems with nobody, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we about to hit our special theme song going out, you know, and yeah, that's just what it's going to be. I think I'm going to hit it out. No, we're going to leave off of Like a Girl. That's what we're going to leave off on. You know what I'm saying? And until next week, have a beautiful, productive, loving week. I ain't you, baby.